poem is often the place you can hide in. It is a hideaway you trust implicitly, one which will hold you, nourish you, till you learn to accept yourself. This is Sunil Bhandari and you are listening to Uncut Poetry. Coming to your side of the bed. In the meantime, there is that possible moment with you and I miss it. Can we ever come to each other with less regrets? Too much memory lies in wait like a coiled snake, ever ready to throttle the residual good. You still throw your arm around me as you sleep, and I spoon into you when I get into the quilt. We are warm and innocent and trust each other in our dreams. But in the first light of dawn, we are on our sides of the bed. That's how life is, as it binds us, asks us to trust each other for life, then says, choose your weapons. Come morning, we enter the dungeons of our days to forget our iniquities and fight battles for others. Maybe this evening we will be less tired. Maybe we will be able to hold on to our splendors. And even as we know the ways we wear each other out, we will look on with the hope of habit and the wisdom of lost love. And even as we know the ways we wear each other out, we will look on with the hope of habit and the wisdom of lost love. So much of what we are is because of abandonment, often as reality, often as feeling. We talk, but we don't get through. Our silences are many, none find a resolution. Our words come out with warm intent, but when conjoined, sound harsh. We love to death the very person we find the most fault with. But in this morass of disintegrating hope, we are firm on continuums. We are not ready to give up, because we know things change, people change, and no season is permanent. And such do relationships survive. And often, very often, they find their equilibrium. Not so much as a reconciliation, which is often there, but as an understanding, beyond the spontaneity of an outburst or the harshness of a habitual word, one recognizes the heart, well hidden though it might be, and then everything is forgiven. But there are times when such understandings do not emerge, and that's when two good people are found to be excavating the worst of themselves. In relationships, people discover the depths of depravity or dismay or disillusionment they can reach. Alas, that is what then defines us as people. Everything else is forgotten. Even if we move to the other side of the bed, we find it empty. This is Sunil Bhandari and you are listening to Uncut Poetry. If you enjoyed this poem, rate it on Spotify or leave a comment on Apple Podcast. And I have a lovely newsletter called The Uncuts, which is like a Sunday dollop of warmth and fun and beauty. Subscribe to it. The link is in the show notes. And if you loved this episode, please do share it with someone you love. See you next week.